Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the first in our Lenten series of remembering the mighty deeds of the Lord through salvation history to prepare us for the greatest of all, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Before we dive in and go step by step through the Old Testament, it's good to stand back and really understand what happened in the Old Testament. Now, many people mistakenly think the Old Testament is just a record of a harsh, angry God who punishes people, a sharp contrast, they believe, to the merciful and loving God of the New Testament. Others see it as little more than a long list of outdated rules, strange rituals, and ancient wars filled with violence. To many, it appears as a disconnected series of stories with no clear relevance to modern life, focused only on the Jewish people and not the whole human race. But these views miss the heart of the Old Testament. It is a story written by the Holy Spirit about the way God the Father lovingly forms a universal family, and then the way he redeems the world. Far from being obsolete or irrelevant, the Old Testament is the foundation of salvation history. It reveals the depths of God's patience, his mercy in the face of human sin, and his providential care as he prepares the way for Christ. It's not a different story from the New Testament. It's the first half of one great story of God's love for humanity. God made the world, the angels, and humanity for one reason only, so that we could share in his life, his joy, his relationships, even his divinity. From the beginning, his desire was to bring us into his family. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The story of the Old Testament is, above all, the story of God taking the initiative to save us by drawing us into his family. Through Scripture, a key word for this relationship is covenant, a sacred bond that forms family ties, like adoption or marriage. And every time God enters into a covenant, he comes with gifts, blessings of life, protection, and abundance. But he also gives commandments, not as burdens, but as loving instructions on how to live in happiness and joy and love and to avoid destroying ourselves. Yet with every covenant, humanity eventually turns away. God offers a relationship, and we respond with rebellion. Thankfully, he never gives up on us. And Scripture reveals how God uses successive covenants to gradually draw humanity into his family. He begins with Adam and Eve, one couple, and then Noah, one family, and Abraham, one tribe, Moses, one nation, David, one kingdom, and finally through Jesus, one holy Catholic Church. Catholic is the Greek word for universal, the universal covenant family. These covenants leading up to Jesus prepare for Jesus, who establishes the new and eternal covenant. This is your story, your identity, and the Old Testament is not an irrelevant book. It was a book written about you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The Old Testament is about God taking the initiative and trying to work with an individual or group of people for their own happiness. But the Old Testament is also fundamentally a story of those people breaking their relationship with God by breaking the commandments. So the Old Testament is a sad record of human ingratitude and sinfulness. Why do the people of the Old Testament keep sinning? Well, for basically the same reasons that we do. We sin because we don't trust that the way God designed us and made clear through His moral law will lead to true happiness. So we chase happiness in ways that end up destroying us. That's why Saul sinned. That's why Abraham sinned. That's why the men who built the Tower of Babel sinned. Or sometimes people sin because they feel like God is far away and that He's not on their side. That's why Adam and Eve sinned. That's why Cain sinned. That's why the Israelites built the golden calf and fell into idolatry. Finally, sometimes people sin because they just want something they know they're not supposed to have. That's why David sinned to get Bathsheba. That's why Ahab sinned to get another man's vineyard. That's why Solomon sinned by getting completely out of control through a lust for women, power, and money. The people of the Old Testament sinned for the same reasons we do. They didn't trust that God's way would lead to true happiness. So they chose their own path. And when things fell apart, they tried to justify their choices and blamed God for the consequences. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The Old Testament is also a story about the tragic consequences of sin. And the main consequences are division, exile, and death. These consequences of sin are seen as soon as Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit. They experience a division, a break in their relationship. They need clothes because they can't be trusted to look at one another rightly. They experience division, a rupture in their relationship with God and with one another. And they experience exile, because now they have to leave Eden and can never go back. And eventually they experience death. These consequences continue through the Old Testament's record of human sin. Sin causes division in families, in the family of Abraham, Jacob, David. Causes a division of the nations at the Tower of Babel, and eventually it even causes division in the nation of Israel. Sin causes exile. Cain is cast out of his homeland. 10 tribes of Israel are exiled to Assyria, and the kingdom of Judah to Babylon. And sin causes death. The floods at the time of Noah, the fire and brimstone that consumes Sodom and Gomorrah, the ground that opens under Korah, and the seraph serpents that poison the Israelites in the desert. Not to mention the countless wars and deaths by violence. If there's one theme that emerges clearly from the Old Testament, it's that sin is the primary cause of human misery. But thankfully, God does not leave us to solve these consequences on our own, because we can't. Only He can. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Beginning with Adam and Eve, God promises not to leave the human race without some real solution. Immediately after the fall, God gives the first promise of the Redeemer and the woman with the Redeemer who will crush the head of the serpent. And from there, the promise continues to grow and expand. The prophets promised a Messiah who will establish God's universal kingdom. And they promise a suffering servant who will suffer to take away the sins of the people. They promise a day of salvation when God will transform the sinful hearts into rightly ordered souls. And they promise that God will send his Spirit into the souls of his faithful ones. And they promise that all nations will have the opportunity to enter into God's covenant family. In other words, the Old Testament promises the coming of Christ and the establishment of the Catholic Church. That's why it's so important to know the story of salvation history, because it's our story. Our lives are just the most recent written page of the same book, and you can't understand the last page of a book unless you know what came before it. So the Old Testament is the story of God preparing the world for Christ and the church. And now that Christ and the church are here, how are we going to let them transform us? How are we going to let them take away our sins? Or will we continue to not trust God and to take what doesn't belong to us, and to wallow in division, exile, and death? No. We're going to let God transform us by the sacraments and prayer and love. And that is the journey of Lent. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host,
by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What are your thoughts on this meditation, Teresa? Or what were you reflecting on?
It made me think of sort of a lesson from history, which is, if you look on the smallest scale, we mature with age because partially, obviously, our brain develops, but also you have experiences that you learn from and it contextualizes your life. And in the simplest way, you can say, oh, fire hurts. I'm not going to touch that anymore. That's a memory and it's contextualized and you're not going to do it again. And the longer you live, the more you have experiences that you can learn from. And you even learn the big picture and, oh, I lived, so I can stay calm in this situation. Or that hurt. I won't do that again. And the most mature people I found are people who can really look at a lot of different lives or even history, and history gives them an even bigger picture to mature from and learn from. And when you go all the way back to the Old Testament, that is the biggest picture you can get because it already has the full context. If you only think, I shouldn't learn about the Old Testament because that's old and irrelevant to me, and I only need to know about the New Testament because Christ is present to me right now, or just even, I only need to know my own personal life because that's all that's relevant to me, your life isn't done yet, so you can't really zoom out and see the big picture. Even if you were at the end of your life, you won't see the consequences of your life and the branches that of consequence that come from you even long after you've passed. That's what you get out of the Old Testament, where you get to watch these lives and how God acted in them in the biggest sense with the most context in a way that even they couldn't have known. And that's a whole different level of maturity.
Yeah.
To say, they lived that way and I'm the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. In fact, we don't learn by experience. We learn by reflecting on experience. And that's what we're going to do through all these days of Lent, these 40 days of Lent. We're going to reflect, meditate on the story of our lives, the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And in our rosary tomorrow, we have the feast of Saint Francesco and Jacinta, the children of Fatima. But the next day, February 21st, we'll jump into Genesis chapters 1 through 3. So you might consider reading those ahead of time to help with your meditation on the rosary. And then each day I'll share with you what's coming next so that you can not just read, but really profoundly meditate.
That'll be really interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing this with you, Teresa. Thank
you. As am I.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.